You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Right, do any of you still have your clothes on, by the way? You're not dancing naked on the roof yet, are you? Well, maybe a couple of selections. If I played the second one, you would be. But that's, you might be unbuttoning by now. You Rascal You, live at Radagast. That's Baby Soda, and that is, that CD, we're floored. It is just, we listened to this thing last night, and I have to say, It is so much like what they sound like live, because it was live, and it just captures the experience of the Baby Soda Jazz Band so well that if you are ever have an opportunity to hear them, you will be delighted. And we were delighted to hear this configuration, which was essentially Emily Asher on trombone and Adrian Cunningham on clarinet and sax. We didn't hear Kevin Dorn the first time. We like him. But he's all over the place. You'll hear him anywhere. He's all over New York and everywhere else. Jared Engel on plectrum banjo. Peter Ford on bass. And Kevin Lewis on cornet. And that's, boy, and he sang that too. I just, you know, buy this, would you? Just buy it. Just go out. I'll link to it. Buy 5 copies and give them to people that you would like to see dance naked and see what happens. And you might just, you know, improve your outlook on life somewhat. This is Radiola, and our outlook on life could stand a touch of improvement. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the head curmudgeon here at Radiola Manor, paddling in place, of course. Here's Harry Snodgrass. And after what I just said, that sounds rather suggestive, but it's not. Harry Snodgrass was the king of the ivories, he said, on Brunswick in 1925, The Moonlight, A Waltz, and You.
lady, lady like you. If you like to linger where it's shady, use the lady, linger too. If you kiss the ukulele, while you promise ever to be true, and she see another ukulele, fool around with you. Maybe she'll sigh, maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to sing to, when it's cool and shady, where the tricky, wicky, wacky's woo. If you like a ukulele lady like you.
Missouri Jazz Hounds were not from Missouri, and certainly were not hounds, but they were also a Joseph Samuels group from 1923, although not the Six Black Diamonds by any means. They probably were the same guys, though. Arthur Hall on the vocal, "Yes, We Have No Bananas." And I've been trying to fathom the reason why Arthur Hall even became a singer, because he sounds like he's shouting He's shouting orders at somebody when he sings. But they're no different. He must have got the wax, he cut into it pretty well, so they didn't mind that. Irving Kaufman and Arthur Fields weren't available that day. Eddie Peabody, that is Arthur Fields on the vocal with Ukulele Lady, 1925, it says here with my glasses. And Harry Snodgrass, The Moonlight, A Waltz in You, and that's sweet stuff. I needed to come down and had to put my pants back on here too. Just don't get a mental picture. We'll never be able to listen to the show again. And I'm Andy Senior. And a mental picture of me is not worth 1,000 words, but it might be worth a court order. And this is radio, no words can't describe some of this stuff. So I'll stop trying. A very nice copy of this on Brunswick. And Arnold Johnson is never really mentioned when they talk about the great hot dance bands of the 20s. However, this was a good recording and very nicely done. Arnold Johnson and his Paramount Hotel Orchestra. I believe that's Roy Strom. There was also Roy Ingram credited. They were both sitting in the violin section, so they might have got confused with each other. Even each other. Who knows? Me and the Man in the Moon. And, yes, 1928.
It's calm and peaceful, loving hearts are all in tune. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. When the little birds are nesting and I listen to them croon, there's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon. Just before I'm counting sheep, through my window he comes to peep, and with each other we're sympathizing. Looking at the happy sweethearts while they sit around and swoon, there's two lonesome people in the whole wide world, that's me and the man in the moon.
summer dew. Here's the reason for all my happiness. Yesterday, dear, I found you.
Red Nichols and his five pennies. I don't think there were five. There are a lot, though. 1929, Indiana. And that was an arrangement by Glenn Miller, who was in there, probably glaring at Jack Teagarden as he was playing his solo. But everybody loves Jack. Everybody loves him. Oh, yeah. Why don't they love me? Well, they will later, Glenn. Don't worry. You just have to, get lost over the English Channel before they do that. And Red and Benny Goodman and, oh, good stuff. That's what I say. Oh, yes, I love it. Roy Collins Dance Orchestra, which apparently was Billy James, and I had to go through about two discographies to figure that one out. Arthur Fields on the vocal of a song that doesn't seem to have been recorded by anyone else at that time, 1928, Just Today. Arnold Johnson and his Paramount Hotel Orchestra. Roy Sturm, perhaps, on the vocal, Me and the Man in the Moon, 1928, and that's in Brunswick. This is Radiola, and we are an emotional lot, me and the mouse in my pocket, but yes, we are, and we do what we can here on the show. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm paddling in place, but it's just, you know, wonderful stuff. The California Ramblers recording is Jack Whitney and his orchestra. That's Elmer Feldkamp on the vocal on Velvet Tone in 1931. Why Have You Forgotten? That's another obscure song. I guess it was forgotten, in fact.
Skies are blue and love. is true, where balmy airs and golden moonlight caress the waving palms of
introduce me.
A cigarette that bears her lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. Our fairgrounds painted swings, these foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, baby, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. Oh, these foolish things remind me of you.
Charles W. Hamp, These Foolish Things, and that was from either 1936 or 37, probably 36, I would say. A Pioneer Radio Sensation, and that's on Take Two, and that was from the CD I received from Jim Bedoyan, who also recently released one of Ginny Sims, and both worthy things that you must have in your collection if you are at all involved and have ears to hear. Charles W. Hamp is not heard often enough by enough people, but there he is, and These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. So I guess, I don't know, that points to the first selection of the set somehow. I don't know how, though. There's a theme here if you extrapolate enough. We'll get a beautiful mind, that guy here, to figure this one out. Franklin Ferris, that's Emil Velasco on the organ, Paul Small on the vocal, and Sweet Stuff, 1930, also on Velvetown, Song of the Island. So if you want to drift, I'm drifting too. Sometimes you just have to stop paddling and drift. You stop struggling. I've stopped struggling with a couple of things. That's why I may have to go out and buy new pants eventually, but not in a good way. And yes, so stop, you know, just kind of drift and let your, just, you know, float a while. So don't lose sight of land, whatever you do. Jack Whitney and his orchestra, that's actually the California Ramblers, Elmer Feldkamp, Why Have You Forgotten? Well, it just totally slipped my mind, that's why. 1931. This is Radiola, and my mind is so fully occupied, it feels like somebody's in there, you know, picketing or something. It's occupied, all right. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm occupied by a lot of carbohydrates these days, because it's comfort food, and I need to drift a bit. Too much paddling. Even though paddling is good exercise, it just isn't working for me. Boyd Center. This is a somewhat damaged record, but not too bad. So you will hear, you know, possibly a small click in it for a while, but it's still quite nice. And Boyd Center insists on singing on this, even though he had Charles Cayley on the banjo, who was an excellent singer. But I guess he had the prerogative. So this is from 1926 on Banner, Yes, Sir, and How.
Yes, sir, and how?
Vic Spiderbeck and his gang, one of their good ones from 1927, and I must have played this on the show before, but I'm playing it again. This is off the OK reissue from the original master pressing, probably from the 40s sometime, but it needs to be heard. So at the Jazz Band Ball, great, great stuff there with Adrian Rollini and Don Murray, and, well, why not? Why not indeed, Bill Rank, all those guys. Before that, the Cotton Pickers, their first and probably only electrical session of that configuration. You had Red Nichols, Miff Mole, and, Mickey Bloom is playing the mellophone in there. You probably can detect that. And just wonderful stuff there. Millenberg Joys, 1925. And I know I have a copy of that somewhere else I've played, but that's a new transfer, so we'll enjoy that a while. Boyd Center, Yes, Sir, and How, 1926. This is Radiola. Yes, it is. It sure is. And we proceed now with Hazel Scott again, taking the mood to, trying to salvage the any sense of decorum we might have had when we began the show. Embraceable You.
Thank you. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. I follow Winchell and read every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the green grass under my shoes. What can I lose? I'm flat, that's that. Hate California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Tommy Dorsey and his Clambake 7, and I could go for some steam clams. How about you? Edith Wright, The Lady is a Tramp, 1937, and yes, and that's good, wonderful. What else can you say? I'm not gonna add any more superlatives than I have to. That was a very good record, and maybe the lady was listening to a certain kind of music and was dancing naked on the roof, and everybody got the wrong idea. Who knows? But that's what happens sometimes. You can't control what other people think about you. They're just going to go think it anyway, so you might as well do what you're going to do anyway. Hazel Scott, Embraceable You, 1942, and what a piano player. Yes. This is Radiola, and thanks for... They're hanging out while I'm trying to get up the stream and not going very far. Just, you know, I'm paddling in place here, but whatever I get done today will be at least I will have had this finished, and I consider it a good job. And I'm Andy Senior, and I just appreciate you being here on Radiola with me for that period of time. We're going to finish now with the Southampton Serenaders. That's Ben Sullivan. Walter Neff on the vocal in 1927. Moonbeam, kiss her for me, would you?
Love nest that she's dreaming. Tell her that her sweet. it is true, then before you say adieu, moonbeams kiss the floor.